This is The Hottest Thing in Sick Bay, a Star Trek reboot fanfic written by Cleo JLH and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, contains the pairing James T. Kirk, Leonard McCoy, with additional tags for established relationship, bisexual character, romance, humor, medicine, competency. And then there are the away missions where Jim really isn't that hurt, but others might be. And Bones sits him down on a biobed and says, "Don't move," and then goes off to see to the others. Once Jim sees there's no reason to worry, he settles in with a pad. The absolute best part of being a certified genius is that Jim can do 3 or 4 things at once and actually pay attention to all of them. So while he's sitting there waiting for some dermal regenerator to finish its business, or Bones to decide that, no, he doesn't have a concussion or any weird allergic reactions to shit he shouldn't have been handling in the first place. What is your fucking problem with keeping your hands to yourself, Jim? His smart answer to that is understood, and unspoken in his smirk. He starts his report to Starfleet while the events are fresh in his mind, and has a real-time chat with Spock that's part debrief, part catch-up on whatever was happening on board ship, part continuation of their chess match, part discussion of where Sulu should take them next. And while all that is going on, he still has a train of thought free to devote to watching and listening, as Bones does his work. Seeing him work so well with Chapel makes Jim just the tiniest bit jealous, the way Bones is sometimes about Spock. Reminded that as much as they're pretty much it for each other, it could have gone in other directions. Not that Janice and Yoda would have been happy with that outcome here and now, but it's probably happening in some other parallel universe. Anyway, seeing Bones being hot with someone else makes Jim feel lucky, and he likes being lucky. But mostly, it's listening to him spew forth all that medical mumbo-jumbo, or calm down already scared ensigns who managed to keep it together for Jim until he could get them to sickbay. The Enterprise crew don't have Doctor Anxiety. They see Bones, and know that things are probably going to be okay, because he's the best. And that makes Jim feel lucky, too. After everyone else has been taken care of, Mbenga has come on shift, Jan has come by to pick up both her girlfriend and Jim's pad, and Spock is satisfied with a debriefing sometime during Gamma Shift, Bones will wander over to Jim's biobed, take a few more readings, and make some grunt of satisfaction. All right, you. 24 hours of bed rest. That's an order. Bones has a thing about those orders. Delights in knowing that he's the only one who can really order Jim to do anything. And Jim lets him because it's damned adorable. He raises an eyebrow. You gonna join me in that bed, Bones? Bones gets that tiny smile. The one where he doesn't want to smile, but he can't help it. Which might be the awesomest smile of all. And score one for old Jimmy T. As a matter of fact, yes. I believe I will. Make that score 2! The end.